Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. You know, this issue that has become a big deal this week, which I tried not to talk about because I think it's so stupid, but then I got annoyed about it one night on the Twitters. It's getting a lot of attention. And it's this whole business about whether or not the incoming First Lady, Jill Biden, should be able to be called doctor or not. Mm-hmm. And my question to you is not whether or not she's right or wrong, but is this what it's going to be like? Are these the controversies? And in some ways, if these are going to be the controversies going forward, then maybe the country is in great shape. In other ways, I mean, if this is the thing, right, you're going to say about the incoming first couple, that you don't think that her dissertation was a bravo performance, then maybe God bless us. But what do you think about
that? Yeah, I mean, I'm really, really looking forward to the return of the war on Christmas.
and the tan suit, scandal.
Oh God, that would be fantastic. I mean,
so we should be pleased by this then. It's another way of thinking about it.
I mean, first of all, I had a good talk with my partner, Susan, about this the other day. Her take on it is that whatever capital is being spent on this now is capital poorly spent. Even if it is causing outrage and causing discussion and getting attention and generating clicks, whatever you're doing this for, ultimately the American public is wired to like the First Lady. And while Hillary Clinton was the target of tons of opprobrium and dragged that into her own political career after her time as First Lady and everything, actually, while she was First Lady, the vast majority of the public was pretty cool with Hillary Clinton. First ladies are generally thought of in positive terms. And so people who are trying to mark out their place in the incoming Biden administration to be like, I'm the one who's mean to Jill. It's just like,
it's kind of, you're right. It's kind of crazy. Has anyone had a bad interaction? I've met her a couple of times and she's beyond lovely and gracious.
Exactly.
And look how she spends her time and she teaches. She's the demon.
She's never done anything to hurt or annoy or make unpleasant anyone's day. I mean, there's nothing that she has done in public life or over the course of her life that gives anybody any reason to go after her.
Right, and you're right, structurally, I mean, look, at the height of George W. Bush's unpopularity for various reasons, my recollection is, my sense is, people still were quite fond of Laura Bush.
Yes.
And Barbara Bush too.
I'm sure there were definitely people who took shots at both Laura Bush and Barbara Bush, and certainly at Hillary Clinton and at Michelle Obama and at Melania Trump. It's not like they're immune from petty political sniping and attacks. That happens. But look at the broad sweep of how first ladies are viewed. And it's dumb. I mean, A, it's wrong, but it's just
dumb. Let them waste their time on the dumbness.
And let it come back and bite them. You know what I mean? Let them pay a price for it.
Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday with Ann Milgram and me, and stay tuned every Thursday.